starting with Hashem, Hilchus Taruvus, Simon Tzedek Tes, Sif Hei. So the Mechaba says, Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. One may not intentionally mevatl iser. Ba'fil nafal asoich heter, even if iser falls into heter, she'ein b'shir levatli, and is not enough heter to be mevatl the iser, ein meisifin alav heter kadei levatli. One may not add heter in order to be mevatl the iser that fell in. So now, the din of ein mevatl iser lechatchila can be found in the Gemara in Beitza, Dalet Amud Beis. We'll see this Gemara at length later in the next year in Sivov. The Gemara says Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila, and Rashi and Tosis on the page over there say that the source of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila is a Mishnah in Trumas, Perakei Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah over there says, Saw Truma Shenofla L'Soich Tishim V'Tisha. A saw of Truma that falls into 99 saw of Heter, of Chulin, and you need 100 to Mevatel Truma. V'chazu of a nafla saw shel chulin, and another saw of chulin falls in, and now we have 100, so it should be bottle. So the Mishnah says im shoygig mutter. If it was added b'shoygig, everything's mutter because now we have 100. Im b'mezid aser, but if the 100th saw was added b'mezid, then it's aser. Why? Because you mevatel lechatchila. So that's the source of in mevatel nitzel lechatchila. So the first issue over here is whether this din of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila is a Aser Midor Raisa or Midor Rabbanan. So let's see the Shach Sif Katan Zayin. The Shach says, Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila. Kosov HaRashba, B'Toris HaBayis HaOruch, Bayis Dalid, Reish Shar Gimel. The Rashba writes in Toris HaBayis. V'Ran Per Gida Noshe, and Ran as well. D'Hainu Midor Rabbanan. That this din of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila is only a din Midor Rabbanan. L'Dasa Tesvis. According to Tesvis. Avladasa Ravid, Asa Mida Raisa. According to the Ravid, it's Asa Mida Raisa. So let's explain this a bit more. The Rashba and the Ran, the Rashba and Tosafot Bais, and the Ran and Chulin, Tzedek Ches Amud Beis, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis in the Dafim of the Ran, bring this Machlekes of Tosafot and the Ravid. The Machlekes is regarding the continuation of the Gemara we discussed in the previous year. The Gemara over there, we had a Machlekes. If you need 60 to Mevatel or 100, and according to the Mandiyama, 60, you estimate the bones and the meat together of Heter against the bones and the meat of the Iser, and then there's 60. And then on that, the Gemara asks, how can we learn out from Zroya B'Shela? Zroya B'Shela is a Heter Habor Michlal Iser. Zroya B'Shela is something that's mutter that comes from a rule of Iser. In other words, Zroya B'Shela is an exception to the rule. So if Zroya B'Shela is the exception to the rule, then we can't learn out 60 from Zroya B'Shela, just because by Zroya B'Shela we have 60, and it's mutter, we can't learn out from Zroya B'Shela. So the Gemara over there says, when the Braisa says that Zroya B'Shela is the exception to the rule, it's talking about that over there it's min b'mino, and it's going according to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda holds min b'mino is not batal, even in 1,000, so according to Rav Yehuda, Zroya B'Shela is the exception, that even though it's min b'mino, it's still batal in 60. So the Gemara says, let's learn out from Zroya B'Shela to all min b'mino, according to Rabbi Huda, and all min b'mino should be batal in 60. So the Gemara says that Zroya B'Shela is a chiddush. So what's the chiddush? So Rashi and Tosfos say that the chiddush is that by Zroya B'Shela you're allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. So now the question is, why don't we say that when the Gemara says that Zroya B'Shela is the exception to the rule, why don't we say that the exception is that you can mevatel iser lechatchila? So the Ran and the Rashba bring from Tosfos. By us and Tosfos, it doesn't say like this. By us and Tosfos, it's like the Ravid, like we'll see soon. But they bring from Tosfos that the reason you can't say that the exception to the rule is that you can mevatel iser lechatchila is because to mevatel iser lechatchila is the Rabbanan. And the Chiddush is not that it's mutter to be mevatel, but that it's a mitzvah to mevatel it. It's a mitzvah to cook the zroya together with the rest of the animal before you take out the zroya and give it to the kohen. So we see, according to the Rashba and the Ran, in the name of Tosfos, that Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila is only Aser Midor Rabbanan. But then the Rashba and the Ran bring the Ravid, that the Ravid says that Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila is a Din D'Oraisa. So we have the question of, why don't we say that Zero Heter Mubar Mechlal Isr, that Zroya B'Shela is the exception to the rule, that the exception is that you are allowed to be Mevatel Iser L'Chatchila. So the Ravid answers, and that's how we have also in our Tosfos, that when we say Zeo Heter Habo Mechal Iser, means that when it comes to us, in front of us, it's already a Heter. Not that I can mutter it through Bittel. The lashon of zel heter is not mashma that I can do something to mevatel it, rather that I can now eat it because it's a heter. Ein mevatel an iser lechatkila does not go into the words of zel heter abo mechal iser. It doesn't fit into the words. But in any case, we see that it is machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran in the name of Tosfos and the Ravid whether ein mevatel an iser lechatkila is an iser d'oraisa or d'rabanan. So the Shach continues and says, mihu b'di'eved gam das ha'ravid kamo shekosav ha'machaber. That b'di'eved, the opinion of the Ravid is like the Machaber. So what does this mean? It sounds like the Shach is saying that b'shoigeg, the Ravid will agree that it's mutter. If you mabatel b'shoigeg, the Ravid will agree that it's mutter. So the question is, the Chavis Das asks, and the Sadrub Kiregor says that, as we'll see soon, by the Oraisa we make a gzera shoigeg atomezit. That you geyser, you make a gzera, that even if you were mevatel b'shoigeg, it's still aser. So according to us, according to the way the Pashat of the Machaber, that it's d'rabbanon, therefore, by d'rabbanon we do not make a gzera shoigeg atomezit, therefore, if you're someone who's mevatel b'shoigeg, it's mutter. It's only aser if he was mevatel b'mezit. But according to the Ravid, it should come out that even if someone is mevatel iser b'shoigeg, it should be aser. So they leave it with a question on the Shach. So then the Shach concludes, Umadivir Harav, Rav Menachem Azraya, Betshuva Simon Chavzain, Mavur, Shesuvir Commander Omer, Dahina Medrabon. Rav Menachem Azraya, otherwise known as Ramami Pano, holds that it's Drabonin. So this is how it sounds like the Shach Paskin said it's Drabonin. And the Prima Godim brings that this is also the opinion of the Prichadosh, but the Pritoya holds that it's Midaraisa. The Maisa Pashtus says that it's Drabonin, as we see that the Machaber holds that by Shergig it's Mutter. And that seems to be the Alacha. So the next issue is, what's the din if it's not your intention to be mevatel the iser? So let's see the Taz Sifkot Zayin. The Taz says, "Ein mevatel an iser lechatchila b'simin pei dalet sif yud gimel mevur." We see in simin pei dalet dem ein kavanasi rak ledover acher, that if your intention is only for something else, your intention is not to be mevatel the iser. For going lesakan hatvash mutter. For example, to fix up the honey, it's mutter. The case over there is that some ants fell into honey. So the person wants to heat up the honey in order to make it into a liquid. And once it's into a liquid, you can sift off the ants. So over there, it's mutter. Even though when you cook it, the tam of the ants are going into the honey, since it's not your intention to mevatel the tam, you just want to remove the ants. So in such a case, it's mutter. Over simen kuflam and zayin sif beis kosafti, the Taz says that I wrote in simen kuflam and zayin, that this is only where you cannot get rid of the iser any other way. That's when there's no problem of ein mevatel iser lechatchila. But if you can get rid of the iser some other way, then it would be a problem of ein mevatel iser lechatchila. We'll leave the second part of the Taz till we get to the next part of the Machaber. So the Pesach Tshuva brings from the Prima Godim that even if you could get rid of the iser a different way, but if it's a tircha, it's still mutter to do it the easier way, to get rid of the Yisr, even though you're being mevatel the Yisr. And Kiregu says in Shuvis, Simon Ein Zayin, that we can't say this as a general rule. Anytime it's not my intention, it's mutter. The only time we say that if it's not my intention to mevatel, that it's mutter, that's only if I want to get rid of the Yisr. If I want to separate the Yisr from the Hatter. Like in the case of the honey, where I want to remove the ants. In such a case, it's mutter. But in other cases, where the Yisr is just being bottled, but you're not showing that you want to remove the iser, in such a case it's going to be aser. Even though it's not my intention to be mevatel the iser. One more issue before we continue the Machaber is, what's the din by a suffix iser? Is it mutter to be mevatel a suffix iser? So the Sif Sedas in Sifkat Zion brings the Knesset Doilo. You look on the Machon, it's towards the bottom of the right column, three lines from the bottom. Over there he brings the Knesset Doilo. Then when we say in mevatel iser lachatchila, that's only by a vadi iser, not by a suffix iser. And he brings a few proofs. One of the proofs is the Trumas Adeshen. He says it's mutter to grind wheat that has a suffix if it has, there's bugs in it. And when you grind the wheat, you'll grind the bugs, and it will be bottle. Because when they're not ground up, they're a bria, like we're learning some in Kuf, and they won't be bottle. But now that I'm grinding them up, they'll be bottle. So to grind up the bugs should be a problem of ein mevatel iser lechatchila, but since it's a suffix, if there's bugs here or not, therefore the Knesset Gedolah says it's mutter. However, the Prima Godim argues, he says there's no proof from over there. Over there, it's not your intention to be mevatel iser, your intention is to grind the wheat. So this is like we said before, that if it's not your intention to be mevatel, according to the Taz, it's mutter, but not because it's a suffix. And Rabbi Akiva Eger, so we said that it holds. Yet if it's not your intention, it's not enough. Like the case over here, where I'm not removing the ants, I'm just being mevatel them. I'm grinding them up, and now they'll be bottle. So I'm not removing them. And Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that it's not enough that it's not my intention. It has to be that I want to remove them, and over here I'm not removing them. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that over here, since we have both a combination of two things, therefore we could be mekel. That over here, it's a suffix issue. We don't know for sure that there's bugs here. Even if we do know that it says over there that the bugs from the noise of the grinder run away. So we don't know for sure that all the bugs run away. But since it's a suffix, could be there's no more bugs left. And it's not my intention to be mevatel the issue. It's my intention to grind the wheat. So even though each one by itself is not enough to be mutter, but if we have a combination of both, then it's mutter. And it could be also that this is how the Prima Gunim itself holds. You have to look inside, read carefully. This is how it sounds like he's learning the Prima Sedation, that you need two things. You need that it's a Suffolk Isser, and that it's not your intention. The next issue over here is, what happens if you were Mevatel Isser L'chatchila? In a case where you were not allowed to be Mevatel, and someone was Mevatel, what's the din? So the Mechaber says, by the Zayin of the Biragua, Ovar U'Bitloi, if someone transgressed and was mevatel iser and heter, or shariba alav, or there was already a mixture of iser and heter, and someone added heter, and now there's enough to be mevatel. In b'shoigeg mutter, if you were mevatel or it was added b'shoigeg, then the teruvus is mutter. And b'meizid aser, but if it was mevatel the iser or added heter, and b'meizid, then everything's aser, le mevatel atzmai, emushuloi, to the person who is mevatelet, if it's his, vechein le mishen is batel b'shviloi, and it's also aser for the person for whom he was mevatelet for. The Rambam says, v'asurim le machwe gamken li yisrael acher, it's aser to sell it to another yid, shelo yehenem memashe bitloi. So you shouldn't have a gnaw from the bitl. Well, the shakal adam mutter, but for other people, it's mutter, even if the bitl was done b'mezid. So first let's see the second half of Taz Zayin. It says in the Machon, in the fourth line from the bottom towards the end, Umashakosev Khan, what the Mechaber writes over Ubitloi, Oy Shariba, that he was Mevatel, or he intentionally added, Lechuba Hu Kefil. This is a repeat. The Bitl Hainu Riba. Adding is Bitl, it's the same thing. So the way that Taz understands over here is, over Ubitloi, where you Mevatel Iser, Oy Shariba Love, or you added Heter to be Mevatel Iser, so that's the same thing. In both cases, you're being Mevatel the Iser. So the Taz says, V'nira de hachikomar, over a bottle, if you transgress them with Mevatel, Shezorak Iser Muat, L'serach Heter Meruba, where you threw a small amount of Iser into a lot of Heter, Sheyesh Samach Negdoi, and there's 60 against it, Oy Shenafal Me'atzme Le'ein Samach Beheter, or if Iser fell into less than 60 Heter, El Sheriba Achakach, and the person intentionally added more, now there's 60. So in those two cases, it's called Mevatel Iser L'chatchila. So the Shach says, Umashakosev B'shoigeg Mutter, when the Mechaber says that if you did it B'shoigeg gets Mutter, so Achleimer D'hochikoma, we have to say that this is what he means. She'ovar B'mezid, that he transgressed B'mezid, he knew he was being Mevatel Iser, Ela She'choshav She'dover Zeh Mutter, but he thought that it's Mutter to be Mevatel Iser. So in such a case, it's called a Shoigeg. Because if you don't say that if you didn't know it was Usr, that it's called a Mezid, then it's impossible to have a Ovar or Bitlay B'shoigig. How can you have someone who transgressed an Isr B'shoigig? The only time you can have someone who transgressed the Isr B'shoigig is if he didn't know that it was Usr to do. So therefore the Taz is saying that if he didn't know that it was Usr to do, it's called a Shoigig. And the Taz concludes, this is a Raya to what we'll see later in Sifkat and Tess, that someone who made a mistake in the din, it's called a shaygig. Now let's see Taz, Sivkot Meches. Taz says, in b'shaygig mutter, if the person was mevatel the iser b'shaygig, then the food is mutter. So he brings a Torah. A Torah hevi zeh b'loshen zeh. The Torah brings this din in these words. The kaimalan kolo isurim shariba leim shaygig, that we paskin that any iser that it was added to intentionally, mutarim is mutter. Maybe Beis Yosef, Maramokam Lezeh, the Beis Yosef brings the source for this. Plukta de Rab Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yosef Rab Shimon. The machlekes between Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yosef and Rab Shimon. Gabi Naflu v'nespatzu, where it fell and cracked open. Shemevi Beisosef Achakach Bedavze, that Beisosef brings later on that page. So the case over there is that Agozi Perach, nuts from a place called Perach, which were something that's a Dover Choshuv. So as we'll see in Simen Kuf Yud, these things are not a bottle even in 1,000. And this Agozi Perach of Orla fell into a bunch of other nuts, so it's not bottle, and then the nuts were cracked open. So now they lose their cheshivas, and they would be bottle. So there's machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda against Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. If a gozer shegig atu mesit, if they were cracked open by mesit, so it's called mabatal insel lechatchila, and therefore it's aser. The question is, what's by shegig? So according to Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, we make a gzer shegig atu mesit, and according to Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, if they were cracked open by shegig, it's bottle, because you don't make a gzer shegig atu mesit. So the Beis Yosef says that this is the source of the Torah that says that any Isser that was added, B'shogeg is mutter, because he's passing like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. V'hiksha divu ha-Torah ha-Dodi. The Beis Yosef asks from the words of the Torah one on the other. That means there's a stira in the Torah. The kan pasak Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. L'kula, over here in our Simon, he passes like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. L'kula, the lekan sin and shogeg got to mezid. That would not make a knas, a gzeira, shogeg got to mezid. However, in Simen Kuf Yud, the Torah paskens, the Dafke benofel me'atzmai, that's only where the Isser fell in by itself, avol apilahu, but if someone threw it into the sea, afilu shegig kantzinen ato mezid. Even shegig, we make a knas ato mezid. The case over there is that we have a din that things that are choshuv are not bottle eaten in 1,000. However, if one of them falls into the ocean or gets destroyed, there's a heter to say that this is the Isser, and now everything's mutter. The whole type of this is mutter. So if it fell into the ocean by itself, it got destroyed by itself, so then it's mutter. The question is, what's the din if someone went and destroyed one of the pieces, threw one of the pieces into the ocean? If he did it b'shegig, do we make a gzera shegig got to mezid? So over there the Torah says, we make a gzera shegig got to mezid. So it's a stira. Why over here does he say, we do not make a gzera shegig got to mezid, and over there he does? So the Taz says, Ula anias daiti nira, in my humble opinion, it seems, the ein mekor din zen misham, the mekor of the Torah by us, is not from the machlikas of Meir and Yehuda and Gittin of Orla. Ela memo mefuashas hi b'Yushalmi de Chuma, Perek's are de Chuma. It's explicit memo in the Yushalmi Chuma and Perek saw Chuma, Perek Hei. V'zeleshan, this is the words of the Yushalmi, Amar b'vo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ravo said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Kol ho isurim shariba aleihem shoygeg motu, any isur that was added to it, and b'shoygeg is motu, b'mezit aser, if it was added in b'mezit, it's aser. So we see, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, we do not make a gzera shoygeg to mezit. Ulfize lekosha midi. And according to this, it's not a question. The vada Rabbi Yechanan poisek Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon behedya. That's certainly Rabbi Yechanan paskanan like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, that we do not make a gzera shoygeg to mezit. V'humitam, the reason is, the kosher heter, toli b'ribui, anytime the heter is because something was added, v'chein b'ahid the nafel v'nespatzu, or, like in the case where the nuts were cracked, the k'shebo l'faneinu anuroyim p'tsuyim, when it comes in front of us, we see cracked nuts, we don't see a davar choshuv now. When the question comes in front of the Rav, he sees cracked nuts, and cracked nuts are bottle. So the way it comes now, both the taruvis and the cracked nuts, it's mutter the way it is now. The kvanis rabba, the issa was already added. Or in espatza, davar choshuv, or the nuts were already broken up. Vim shosak, and if the person who's asking the question is quiet, v'loy omar midi, and doesn't say anything, it just shows us the question that we have here, cracked nuts of orla in a lot of cracked nuts of hatter, or iser in hatter and the 60 against it, anan matirim lai. Well, matter it because the nuts are bottle, because they're not chashuv, or because it's 60. Like in our case. The efshir de b'shosh nafal sham ho iser ho yakach, because it's possible that when the iser fell in to the hatter, that's how it was. Means it's possible that there was 60 when the iser fell in. V'lai nisraba, and iser wasn't added afterwards. Ela ihu de gali lanu shir nisraba achokach. But the person who's asking is the one that reveals to us that Issa was added later. So if he says he added the b'shegig, he's believed. The boy shasek, because he could have kept quiet. So since he could have kept quiet, he didn't have to tell us that Maheta was added after the Issa fell in, or that the nuts were cracked after the Issa fell in. So since he didn't have to tell us that, then he did. So now he's also believed to tell us who it was b'shoigeg, and therefore it's mutter. So we don't make a gzera shegot amazed. However, in the case of Simen Kuf Yud, that one of them fell into the ocean, if the issue comes in front of us, what's in front of us, one davar chashuv gets mixed up in other dvarim chashuvim. So the way we see it in front of us, it's aser. Ela shehu roitzel lahatur al pi edusai, where we want to matter the tabuvis according to the testimony of the person coming in front of us, shehipel echad liyam, that he threw one into the ocean. Bezeh ein anu ma'amin aloi lahokal isser mevura. So here he's not believed to be makel to permit and clear isser al pi edusai according to his testimony. Nimsa shesh tikusai lehoisem ateres. It comes out that his, if he would have kept quiet, it wouldn't be mutter. Since if he would have kept quiet, it would not be mutter, because we see in front of us a davar chashuv of isur mixed in other davarim chashuvim, and he's the one that has to tell us that it fell into the ocean. Therefore, we don't believe him. V'vayi l'chiluk zeh, and a proof of this differentiation, matzinu v'b'chayvis, we find in Maseches B'chayvis, da'amin and hasam, it says over there, mahu d'teima hasam d'ibay lo ya'amra ayin sham. What's the case? The din is by a bachor, a firstborn of an animal, of a tohar animal, is aser, and it has to be brought as a korban, and today we can't bring it as a korban, so it's aser. You can't use it for milk, or you can't do anything with it, until it has a mum. If it gets a mum, a blemish, then it no longer has a din of bechor, and it's mutter. So if we see an animal has now a mum, and the person said that it didn't make the mum b'mezid, so he's believed, because since he's the one who tells us that it's a bechor, we don't know that the animal is a bechor. Since he's the one that's telling us that this animal is a bechor, that therefore he's believed also to tell us that this moment happened unintentionally. So the Kol Hashas, HaPesha Asu HaPesha Hiter. The person who said it's Asu can also say it's Mutter. So the same thing by us. So the Taz says, V'chin Bahid Enafo V'nispatsu, with a knot fell in and then afterwards it got broken up. Kaimalam Kabbisi, V'paskalam Kabbisi L'kula, Davi Mamesh Gihach Demar Ba'ala Yisr. It's the same thing as Mar Ba'ala Yisr. Because the weight comes in front of us, it's mutter, and since he didn't have to say anything, now that he tells us that it fell in when it was whole and it got broken up afterwards, b'shegig, therefore we believe him and it's mutter. So now the Taz goes to explain the Torah. The Taz says, "V'zen ne'uli mechuven b'divrei haTorah." This that we're going to say seems to me correct in the words of the Torah. So first, the Torah brings a smag that the Chacham, when your question comes up to him, that Isser fell into Hatter, he has to ask if water or Hatter was added afterwards, after the Isser fell in. Because if Hatter was added afterwards, it's not mitzvah to mevatel the Isser. That's what the smag says. So the Torah says, he does not have to ask if Hatter was added afterwards, because if it was b'shoikig, it's mutter. So let's see now inside the Taz. So he says, Shekasav, the Torah says, V'nirish ain't tzorich, Shafilum ha'isif, even if Hatter was added, if it was done b'shoigig, it's mutter. And the Torah says, V'ain lach Hashem akivin l'rabis b'mezid, and we do not suspect that maybe Hatter was added b'mezid, because if we're afraid that Hatter was added b'mezid, it won't help to ask him, because then we should have to be afraid that he'll lie and say that no Hatter was added. So if we suspect that it was b'mezid, it won't help to ask. So obviously we don't suspect that it was b'mezid. So the Beis Yitzchok comes and says, to explain the smag, that the smag holds of chanam b'shar isurim, and therefore, if Hatter was added b'shoigeg, you'll need 60 against the whole tavuvis, and if it's not 60 against the whole tavuvis, it's asur, even if it was b'shoigeg. But the Torah does not hold of chanam b'shar isurim, and therefore, you don't have to ask, so if it was b'shoigeg, it's bottle, after 60 against the isur. So it doesn't make a difference if there was 60 originally, or the Hatter was added afterwards. So on this, the Rama asks, what about Basa B'chalav? The Torah agrees that by Basa B'chalav, we do say Chanan. So by Basa B'chalav, if meat fell into milk, and we see now that there's 60, the Chacham should have to ask if more milk was added afterwards. If there wasn't 60 originally, and milk was added afterwards, was in such a case there's Chanan, and I'll need 60 against the whole original Tavuvis. It won't be enough if there's 60 against the piece of meat. So according to this, the Torah should have to ask by Basa B'chalav. So the Taz comes to explain the Torah. So the Taz says, skipping after to the left of the parentheses, the next line, V'nirali da'at Torah lomad b'divrei asmag. It seems to me that the Torah learned in the words of the smag, V'vaday lo yichayish sheminisra ba'achar shenofel ha'isr shom v'nishtaksas. We're not worried that maybe Hatter was added after the Isser fell in and it waited a little bit. De'im kain, ha'yechatichon atzmanasas nevela. Because if It was added after the Issa fell in and was deaf for a little while. Now, according to the Smag des Chanan, V'lei mahani achakach desefes mayim, and now it won't help to add water, elim kein yeshishim neged hatav shel kulay, unless you have 60 against everything in the pot, all the contents of the pot, v'gam neged hakadeva, and against the pot itself. Because the pot itself has a blias of Issa in it, and now I need 60 against the walls of the pot themselves, like we've learned in Sarakas. V'zeh, yafshin, that's impossible. As we've seen before, that there's almost never 60 in the contents of the pot against the walls of the pot, and certainly if there's something in the pot, there won't be 60 against part of the contents of the pot and all the walls of the pot. The Beis Yosef says that the smag would agree that it's the 60 against what's in the pot, that it's mutter if he did it b'shoigig. If he added enough to mavatal everything that became a chanan, then it's mutter. The Taz says that's a big question. The ha gam neged hakdeva atzma bein shishim. If the issur became a chanan, so now I need a 60 against the pot itself as well. So on this, the Kodesh Kesef says that it is a possibility that it'll be 60. If it's a big, wide pot, and you only use a small amount on the bottom, so then it's possible that it'll be 60 if you fill up like the whole pot. But in any case, the Taz is saying, he asks on the Beis Yosef, because it's unlikely that it'll be 60 against everything in the pot. So the Taz says, "Umshum ze lomad hatur, but das asmag deleze vade lechashinon." The Torah learns in the smag that we don't suspect for such a thing. We don't suspect that he added hatu after the issue was in the pot for a little bit. We don't suspect that the teruvus came about in a way that it will be usher. Like he wrote again in the beginning of the simon in Sif Dalad, that if we see now that it's 60, we don't suspect that originally there was not 60. Over here, the chashash is and that it happened in a way that what he added will help to be mavatal. That in such a case, we chashash that he did a b'mezid. Nimso, shekan habi hachashash shema tekev shenopal ha'iser riba sham mayim kaidem shenispashet ha'iser. The chashash is that right after the iser fell in, more water was added before the iser got a chance to spread. So before it became a chanan, right after the Issa fell in, he added more hatter. Okay, in Shamrin, on Bissim and Sarak Beis, like we learned in Sim and Sarak Beis, but in Tipas Cholov, Le'inyan Noyim HaKadeva, by a drop of milk that fell onto a piece of meat in the pot, so it's mutter to stir the pot right away to mevatel the drop, since it takes some time to get absorbed into the meat. So if you stir it right away, it doesn't become a chanan in the meat, and if there's 60 against the drop in the whole pot, it's going to be mutter. So over here as well, we're afraid that he added hatter right away before the Issa got a chance to make the rest of the pot aser through Hanan. V'alken omar smag shetzorach lachkar achoseh him nasa sham riboy. So on this, the smag says that we have to ask if more hatter was added. V'alzem makshah tor, and this the tor asks, del ezit tzorach yachkar, for what reason should he ask? De bishleim im hayu koinsim b'zeh if we would make a gzera shegigotomezid, there would be a reason to ask. If he says that it was added b'shoigig, it didn't happen by itself. Someone added the hatter b'shoigig. We'll tell him that even if it was added b'shoigig, it's aser. The kansinin otomezid, because we make a gzera shegigotomezid. Since we make a gzera shegigotomezid, so we have to ask him: did someone unintentionally add more hatter? And in such a case, it's going to be usur, even if there's 60 against the original isur. So there's a reason to ask. Aval be'emetz ein ken. But the truth is not like that. Al b'shogig motor b'zeh, metam shezachan olel. Over here, shogig is motor because of what we mentioned before, that the weight came in front of us, it's motor. So we believe him to say that it happened b'shogig. Well, zeh oimer, dekayim alam kol ha'isurim. And on this, the Torah says that we paskin that all isurim that were added b'shogig is mutter. And then the Torah says, we don't suspect that he added b'mezid, pirish. The explanation is, that this that we say, that issa that was added b'shogig is mutter, That's if you know that it happened b'shogeg. Kimin shenasa al yedei acher, if it happened to somebody else, not the person who owned it. Or shebor lanu shehu lo yoda min afilas ha'isur. Or we know that the person that added did not know that there was isur here. V'riban, then he added, v'oz mutar. And in such a case it's mutar. V'lekan sin and shogeg gotam mezid. And it's only in such a case that we're not goizur shogeg gotam mezid, if we know for sure that it was a shogeg. Aval kan sheloi noida lanu, but in the case we do not know if it happened b'shogeg or b'mezid. Okay, afilo im yoimem shenasa b'shogeg, even if he says that it happened b'shogeg, nesa metam shema kivam b'mezid or meshaker, we should say that it's aser. Maybe he did it b'mezid and he's lying. Va'ayim shehu shogeg, and he says that it's shogeg. U'mishum hachi anot zvichem lachkor im nasa shum riboy. So in such a case, we have to ask if hetter was added. K'dei lesser afilo yoimem shogeg ha'isi, and it will be aser even if he says it's shogeg. So the Taz is saying now that what does the Torah mean that we suspect that it's b'mezid and therefore we have to ask? That means if we suspect that it was b'mezid, that means even if he tells us it's b'shogeg, if we didn't know it was b'shogeg, it would be us. So the Taz continues to explain the Torah. Ze'enoi, the Torah is saying that this is not true. The imkain, that if shata machzik shak l'shakrin b'shasa chakiva, if we suspect that he might be lying when we ask him, when he says it's b'shogeg, then maybe it's b'mezid. What's it going to help to ask? Even if he says I didn't add it at all, it still shouldn't be believed. If we're suspecting that he lied. So you'll never permit it. If we suspect you're lying, not only if he says it's b'shogeg, we should be goyzer, we should be afraid that he's lying. Even if he says he didn't add at all, we should be afraid that he lied, and therefore it should be usher. In all cases, it should be usher, unless we knew otherwise. So what does it help to ask? Alkain, therefore, in Surah Lahakira Klal, therefore we don't have to ask at all. Afilu Babasa Bacholov, even Babasa Bacholov. Because it won't help to ask. Bakal Shakain, Bishari Surim. And certainly Bashari Surim, Elod Bishari Surim, Ain on a Trichum Lema, the Mayri Bibi take of Achan Afila. According to the Torah, we do not have to say Bashari Surim, Surim other than Basa Bacholov. We don't have to say that it was added right away. To Haladasa Torah, Ain Oimrim Chaticha Atmanas Navela. According to the Torah, does not hold up Hanan Bashari Surim. V'imkain, mahani ribu b'shogeg gam achakach, latakan isur. Therefore, if shogeg was added afterwards, even later, even after the isur had a chance to get absorbed, it will help if there's 60 against the isur. Because since the Torah does not hold up chanan b'shar isurim, all you need is 60 against the original isur, even if it was added later. Obizetzer chakiris chacham l'asmag. So in such a case, you'll need, according to the smag, you'll need to ask, shem asur atikan shal ribu achakach. Maybe he added heter afterwards, because this is something that would help if it was done b'shogeg. And this, the Torah argues, that if it was done b'shogeg, it's mutter. Just like we said b'shogeg, if it was added right away, it's mutter. So b'shogeg, so even if it was added later, it's mutter. If it was done b'shogeg. So the Taz says, Nimsa, maturitz tamiya b'basi b'zeh. This answers a big question. Heich kosev ator b'shogeg mutter. How does the Torah say b'shogeg mutar? Habu basa b'cholav amin chaticha atzman asin nevela. By basa b'cholav, the Torah agrees that we say chanam b'basa b'cholav. B'hayu lay lahat Torah loy mesh aval b'basa b'cholav tzara chakiris chacham. And by basa b'cholav, the Torah should say, or we should have to ask. But according to the way the Taz is explaining, there's no question, because the Torah is learning the smag that we only have to ask in a case where it will help to add. Where in the case of basa b'cholav was added right away, that there's no chanan. Or in the case, like we said, by shari surim, that it was added, even if it was added later. But we do not suspect that it happened in a way that there will be a chanan. Like in the case of Basa B'chalav, that it was added after the Issa got absorbed and it became a chanan. That we're not chayshish that he added in such a case. So the Taz says, V'oid matur, mashakosha, v'mashakosha b'tor, v'ein lochosh, shema kivin l'rabis b'mezit. The Torah says, we don't suspect that it happened b'mezit. Lama li ze, why does he have to say this? Kivin shekvar hevi kaimolon leheter min ha-gemora. Since we already said from the Gemara that we Amata Shegig, Malo Lahakshus Kana La Smag, Mtve Mala Gemara. Why does he ask on the Smag more than on the Gemara? In other words, the question is, why is the Torah asking more on the Smag than on the Gemara? Let him ask on the Gemara that even if he did it with Shegig, we should be afraid that he did it with Mazid. That if we suspect that he did it with Mazid, even if he did it with Shegig, we should be Asr. But the way that Taz explained, it could be that the Gemara is talking about a case where we know for sure is a Shegig. That's the only case where it's Mutter. But the question is on the Smag that you have to ask. That if we suspect that he did it by mezid, then it will never help to ask. No matter what he says, it won't change the din. The Taz concludes, according to the way I wrote, everything is good. Everything comes out beautiful. That's the Taz. So in short, first the Taz in the beginning comes to answer the stira between here and Ksim Kuf Yud, that over there we need to, his words in order to be mutter, therefore make a gzer shekel got to mazid. But without his words it would be mutter the way it is now. So in such a case we do not make a gzer shekel got to mazid. And then he comes to explain the Torah, that the Torah learns a smag, that the only time a word that heter was added was only in a case where it will help and there won't be chanan. But if in the case where it will be aser, not machzakin and reyasat, we don't suspect such a case that it was added. It's only in a case where it will help that the aser was added. So the smag says you have to ask, but the Torah says you do not have to ask, because no matter what he says, it won't help. Because if it's b'shekel gets mutter, and if you want to say that we suspect that it's b'mezid, say we shouldn't believe him, no matter what he says, it should be aser. And therefore, there's nothing to be gained by asking. If you have to suspect, you should answer all cases. So it must be that we do not suspect that it was b'mezid, and therefore we don't have to ask. And if there's 60, it's mutter. And if he tells us the added b'shekel gets also mutter, but if he says, or we knew that it was added b'mezid, then the Teruvus is going to be aser. So now let's see Taz Sifkot and Tes. Taz says, V'im b'mezid, if the person was mevatel iser b'mezid, then it's aser. So the Taz says, L'chura, nirim iloshen hator, we see from the words of the Torah, shekosev kan, im loy kivin levatel iser, that he says that he did not intend to mevatel the iser, v'chein achokach, and then afterwards he says again, shekosev, he writes, Avalam eskaven l'rabbis, someone who intended to add heter, v'ha'ikur toli b'kavona l'harbis. We see from the words kivin and hamachavin that it depends on what his intentions were. If his intentions were to add or not. Im neskaven b'zeh, if he intended to add heter, afal gav d'tol b'din, even though he made a mistake in the din, v'sovu shemutu l'harbis, l'vatal iser, and he thought that it was mutter to add to mevatel the iser, mekol makom mikri mezid. Nonetheless, it seems from the word kivein that if he intended to do it, it's called mezid and it's aser. Kivein sheniskaven b'mezid levatel iser, since he intended to mevatel the iser, even though he didn't know he was doing something wrong. V'chein mashman div mashal she'esku b'samach achazeh b'sifkot yud beis. This is also how it seems from the mashal that we'll mention later in sifkot yud beis. So the Taz says, "Ube'emes le'nirakin." However, in truth, it doesn't seem like this. The imkain, that if you say that someone who made a mistake, who didn't know it was asur to add, but he intended to add, it's called a mezid. Kosha al hator. It's a question on the Torah. Shekosav kan she'embanu lachoshuzet. The Torah says, as we saw, that he says that we don't suspect that he did it by mezid, because if we do suspect that he did it b'mezid, gam loy nemaloy masha omer shaloy ripa, we should not believe him when he says he did not add at all, and therefore there's no reason to ask. V'im isa shetoy b'din mikri mezid, but if we say that someone who doesn't know that it's wrong and intentionally added, that is called a mezid, kivin shemar bar b'kavono levatel iser, since he's intending to be mevatel iser, tikshi l'cho may makshetu al smag. We have a question. What's the Torah asking on the smag? We should say that the Chacham still has to ask if he did it b'mezid. That what? The Chacham should have to ask him, maybe you intentionally added, and you didn't know it was us, so you thought it was mutter to add. And in such a case, we don't have to be afraid that I'll lie. I'll say the truth. Because we do not suspect that he did an avera, rather that he made a mistake. And since he only made a mistake, there's no reason he should lie. And perhaps he'll tell us he intentionally added, but didn't know that it was wrong. And then in such a case, we say he has a din of mezid and it's aser, so in such a case, we'll aser the tabuvas. So why don't we ask if he made a mistake or not? And if he did make a mistake, we'll have to answer it. So we're forced to say that even if he intentionally added, if he did not do it on purpose, he didn't know that it was wrong, it's called a shogig. And then we're back, there's no reason to ask, because if it's a shogig, it's a mutter anyway. In short, we see that someone who intentionally added, if he didn't know it was wrong to add, that's called a shogig. So the Taz brings a proof. V'raya mishabbos, perek la kol godel. We have a proof from Shabbos in the seventh perek, Tamrinam b'mishnah mishnah, and I go shom that it's over there. The first mishnah says, "Im shachach sheyesh ister malacha b'zeh." If he did not know, if he forgot that this is one of the lamatas malachos arasur, afagav sheyedea shayoyim Shabbos mikushegig. Even though he knew today was Shabbos, if he didn't know that the thing that he was doing is asur to do on Shabbos, he's called a shegig. Vachinam b'takav say so. Over here also as well. If he didn't know that it was wrong to do it, it's called a shegig. Ve'ein lo imediyesh eiz a chiluk ben shegig de Shabbos to shegig de Shabbos Turim. And don't say that there's a difference between a shegig of Shabbos and a shegig of Shabbos Turim of our case. Dover perakan izokan, because we see in perakan izokan, in the fifth parak of Gittin, ma'isi shegig de Shabbos to Shabbos Turim, that the Gemara compares shegig of Shabbos to shegig of Shabbos Turim. So since we see that the two are comparable, and we see by Shabbos that if he didn't know the din, he's called a shegig. So for Hirto as well, if he didn't know the din, he's called a shegig. So the test continues. I'll bring you another proof. From the Tshuvas Ma'arik, shepasuk beisha shezinsa, v'hila yada im yesh isu bedavar, that he paskins by a woman who is mezane, and she didn't know that there's any isur to be mezane, im yachshiv shegig. So he writes over there whether it's called a shegig, and therefore she'll be mutter to her husband or not, or it's called a mezid and she's asked to her husband. V'torach limtz esvoras deloy machshiv shegig, and he toils to find a svor that is not called a shegig. Mitam she'al kol ponim he miskavenes limol mal be'isha, since she intends to be unfaithful to her husband, umezana tachtav, and she's being mezana against her husband's jurisdiction. D'haloi k'siv, it doesn't say in the pasuk in the Torah, ish kisista ishtoi umoal moal bashem. It doesn't say that a person whose wife turns against him and is unfaithful to Hashem. It doesn't say moal moal b'Hashem dilishtama b'miskavenes dafka li'isur, that we can infer that she has to intend to do an isur, an aveira. Ela moal boy moal k'siv. It says that she is unfaithful to him and she is unfaithful to her husband. So we see from the pasuk that in order for a woman to be asur on her husband, she has to be unfaithful to him, even though she does not intend to do an isur and a veira. Ad kan lashoni. That's the words of the Ma'arik. Shma mino. So we see from here, b'shar duchti, in other cases, d'loy shayach haitaima, where we don't have this reason that it's going against the husband. Shaper mikri shogig im tor b'din. A person who doesn't know the din is called a shegig. It's only by a woman that a shegig is asur because she's going against her husband. But in a regular case, where he does not know the din, it's called a shegig. The Shita says, O mishum hachi nirali, because of this, it seems to me, the mashakos vator, aval hameskaven leharbois, the one the Torah says that he intends to add, pirusha sheyedea sheyesh isur bedover, he knows that it's asur to do. Vafilu hachi esor, and nonetheless he does it. That's called a mezid. Zem mikri mezid, that's called a mezid. It's only where he knows that he's doing an isur, that's when it's called a mezid. But if he didn't know that he's doing an isur, even if he adds intentionally, it's mutter. Kein nirali, that's what it seems to me. So the task continues. Shuv mitzasi came, but divri ha-toisis v'b'choyvis. I see this in toisis in b'choyvis, in mesechus b'choyvis. Da filu l'manda omar, konis shogigot a mezid, that even, according to the manda omar, who says, we make a knas shogigot a mezid, b'mevatel isur, where someone is mevatel iser, mekom mokem b'shegig shekasover shemuter levatel muter. Nonetheless, in a shegig where he thought that it was muter to mevatel, it's muter. But we see from Tosfos that if he didn't know the din, it's even more lenient than a regular shegig. That's a taz. So we see according to the taz that someone who is tal b'din, who did not know that what he is doing is wrong, even if he intentionally added hatur to mevatel the iser, it's muter. There are two more points on the machaber. So the machaber says that if he did b'mezid, it's also for the person who did the bittel, if it's his, and for the person who he was mevatel it for. So that, let's say the Taz Sifkot Yud, the Taz says, v'chein l'mishon is batel b'shviloi, it's also for the person who he intended to be mevatel for. Pirush mashal, sham perikir anosher, the mashal says, in perikir anosher, dahainu dafka sheyoda zeshin is batel avroi, that's only if the person who he was mevatel it for knew about it, knew that he was mevatel the iser. And he wants it. Afilu letziva isay levatli, even if he did not tell him to be mevatel it. Avlem lo yoda mimenu, but if the person who you mevatel it for did not know that the mevatel iser, shari le it's mutter for him. Tavehu kishegig, because he's like a shegig. And he has one more point over here, but makam sh'asu loy, where it's also for the person himself, asa gam lubnei baisay, it's also also for the members of his household. Ken pirush mashal sham. That's what the Rishon says over there. So we see from the Taz that the person who is Mevatel for has to know about it. However, Rabbi Kivegu says otherwise. Rabbi Kivegu brings the Rivash that if the person is Mevatel it, Stam Lamisha Yitzel Liknei, so he must Mevatel it for anyone who wants to buy it. It's like he did it for them, and it's Aser for everyone. So Rabbi Kivegu says that we see from the Rivash that even if the person who is Mevatel it for did not know about it, it's still Aser. And the Primogonim in Mishpat Tizov says that the Prichodesh says also holds like Rabbi Kivegar that he did not have to know about it, and the Pritoyer holds like the Taz and the Mashal that even if he does not know about it, it is Aser if it's done for that person. So this is very practical in Hechsherim where Iser is put in sometimes even though there's no taste at all for other reasons, just to put it on the label. So it could be connected to this Machlekes whether it's called Mevatel Iser L'chatchila since it's done for the consumer. One more point on this is a very important Piskei Tshuva. Let's see that together inside. Piskei Tshuva Sifkan Hei. He says, Ein Behetiv B'Shem Taz, To'oimim Mutter, Shoigig Hu, that someone who was Tar B'din, he thought it was Mutter, is called a Shoigig. V'ayin B'Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek Simon Mem, Shekosav, the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Simon Mem, De'im Hu Mesupak Bohei Ro, if he doesn't know what the din is, V'shal L'loimdim, and he asks those that are learning, Isu V'heter, and the person who has the question does not ask the known poiskim, he's not called a shegig. And if the ones that are learning tell him that it's mutter to be mevatel in this case, and it ends up that it's aser to be mevatel, it's called a mezid, and the food would be aser. So we see that if we have a question in halacha, we should not ask just anyone who is learning the inyan. You have to make sure to ask a well-known rav that knows the halachas. That's the mechaber. We'll see the Ramah in the next shiur.